Hi, this is Jeff King with On a Cloud, and today I just wanted to go through quickly kind of one reason to use queues, which is scalability. So this is kind of, you know, where I usually get to when I start building a website that I'm worried about scalability. So you have your users coming in and putting traffic onto your website, so submitting data in some form or an API or something. Now, usually what will end up is you'll have a number of queues. And so each one of these will have like its own throughput characteristics, meaning that, you know, these things typically can handle in the orders of magnitude of like 2,000 messages per second. So that gives you the knowledge that these things can really push a lot of data. And by having, you know, multiples of these, theoretically you can push a lot of messages, right? So what happens is, let's say I have like something that's really important go through the queue, something that I really want to show to the users quickly. So I'd have like my QA, this could be like profile data or something like that. So the user sends that in. Now, the process which actually dequeues it and then puts it in the persistence data store, this is where I would say that I want it like real time. And so this would probably be an event system. So basically, as soon as it comes in the queue, it's gonna push it into the database. Now, with your other queues, you might have, you know, different types of data. So let me just kind of go through maybe a few other types. You might have something that isn't quite as important, that you are checking the queue every second. And you might have stuff that you check the queue every 10 seconds. You might have an audit log where you check it every 60 seconds. So the reason why I bring this up is if you look at your data and your data types that are going through the system, your highest priority here is stuff that, you know, are really going to impact the users, that they really expect that data to be persisted really quickly, where like log data, you know, that might be only used by devs or in debugging scenarios, this can be like really slowly written. And again, this is giving you a good gradient, enabling you to ensure that your most important data is going to be written the fastest and take priority kind of over all the other pieces of data here. And so this is a big reason why I think that it's very scalable to use queues. The other thing here too is it's really, you know, easy to change these timings as needed. So, you know, if you need to ensure more performance here, you know, you might want to even stop this for a bit and then make sure that the other things are able to write to the data store if the data store isn't able to keep up. So this is kind of giving you a good throughput through the middle and then giving you the control to kind of isolate the speed that you need those writes to happen. And so to me, this is really a big reason why I use queues in terms of scalability. I hope that was really helpful. Again, please hit me on Twitter. Think about using, you know, multiples of queues to get that data into your data store, and then think about the priority per queue, per object type, per piece of data. And that'll really help you kind of, you know, build a very flexible system that has high throughput. Thanks a lot. We'll talk soon. Bye.